all of which creates a challenge of measurement. If sizing up the middle class is difficult enough, it's that much harder to say that circumstances within this group have changed. And yet that is precisely what we've devoted the 28 pages in this special report to saying and showing. Life has gotten harder in recent years for millions of people within the middle class. Put simply, for too many, the American dream has been fading. Such an assertion may seem to fly in the face of recent economic data and even the long upward slope of history. Between 2013 and 2016, after all, the median income for U.S. families grew 10%, according to the Federal Reserve Board's oft-cited Survey of Consumer Finances. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, is at its lowest level since 1969, the year of the moon landing, as the private sector has generated some 20 million new jobs since 2010. Wages, too, are at last starting to climb after a long stretch of stagnation. All really good signs, no? And yet, for nearly every rah-rah measure in the economy of late, there is an asterisk, a footnote that suggests that a huge and perhaps growing subset of Americans is being left off the dance floor. Consider the most basic, wages. For non-supervisors, average hourly earnings hit nearly $23 in November. A fact that, according to data from the Pew Research Center, gives today's workers slightly less purchasing power than those in January 1973, once inflation is factored in, $23.68 in 2018 dollars. For years, the company Career Builder has conducted, via the Harris Poll, a large survey of U.S. workers across the business landscape. In 2017, a striking 40% of the nearly 3,500 respondents said they either always or usually live paycheck to paycheck, a level that was up 4 percentage points from the company's 2013 poll. Such data is explained in part by recent research by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which reveals the $13.5 trillion IOU that American families have kept locked inside their desk drawers. This past September, aggregate household debt balances jumped for the 17th straight quarter, with the debt now more than $800 billion higher than it was at its previous peak in 2008.